The United Nations Chief Weapons Inspector, Hans Blix, held talks today with Iraqi officials in Vienna. He's trying to arrange the return of UN inspectors to Iraq for the first time in 4 years. The Vienna meeting took place as Washington tries to persuade the UN Security Council to pass a resolution altering the terms of inspections. But despite heavy lobbying over the weekend, Security Council partners Russia, France, and China appeared to be unconvinced, as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Secretary of State Colin Powell continued the lobbying via telephone yesterday and today, with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and a hefty list of foreign ministers. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says Powell was encouraged by his conversations, but France, Russia, and China indicate they remain opposed to a resolution that sets forth a direct and immediate threat of military force, and all three governments have veto power in the Security Council. Any new resolution that's ultimately approved by the Council is expected to change the rules for weapons inspections. As talks on a new resolution continue, UN Inspector Hans Blix is moving ahead under the existing rules. After talks with Iraqi officials today in Vienna, Blix said he expects UN inspectors to have unfettered access to all sites within Iraq.
The purpose of the talks is that we would like to ensure that if and when inspections come about, we will not have clashes inside. We'd rather go through these things outside in advance. And we've even said that we'll not deploy inspectors to Iraq until we have had talks about these things.
Iraqi officials continue to insist on respect for Iraq's sovereignty. In the past, that's meant restricting inspectors' access to sensitive sites such as Saddam Hussein's presidential compounds. Charles Dilfer, former deputy chairman of the UN Inspections Commission, is skeptical that UN officials will gain adequate, unscheduled access to all sites, even if Iraq says it will allow unconditional inspections.
In practical terms, you do have to make some accommodations with the Iraqis. You can say you're going to fly any place in Iraq, but in point of fact, Iraq has an air defense system. And you know, you need to tell the Iraqis, you know, basically where you're going to be flying, because otherwise they may shoot you down.
Dilfer says the UN conducted hundreds of so-called surprise inspections in Iraq, but only 6 or 7, he says, were made without some kind of advance warning to Baghdad.
In practical terms, we really never achieved what the Security Council wanted us to achieve, which was a system of complete surprise inspection.
Analyst Olivia Bosch of the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London also served as a UN weapons inspector. She says the new Security Council resolution demanded by the United States attempts to address another shortcoming of inspections, the time typically required to actually obtain any information.
The proposed draft resolution, in giving such a tight timeline, I would interpret that as making people really rethink exactly how they're going to deal with this, and that during the course of this week, we'll see some continued, the usual kind of diplomatic bargaining that goes on behind the scenes. So this is a draft resolution. I don't think it will be what will be the final one.
Diplomats say a draft of the new resolution is likely to be circulated among the 15 Security Council members this week, but no action is expected until after the Council hears from Weapons Inspections Chief Hans Blix. He wraps up his talks in Vienna tomorrow and is scheduled to brief the Security Council on Thursday. Blix has said he would like to get inspectors back to Iraq by mid-October, but UN diplomats say he is unlikely to proceed until the Security Council acts on the new resolution. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.